all, and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host. Now, for a long time, over the last couple of weeks, just some, you know, behind the scenes inside baseball, Brad and I have been podcasting together mostly. There was a bit of an internal feud. I will say that it was Look Forward's version of Joe Budden firing his co-host on air. I'm eating good over here. If you bring more to the pod, you get more ownership. These are the things. These are the rules. So I had to fire Andy on air. Didn't really happen, but really because of scheduling, Andy hasn't been here. And sadly, he's here now.
For serious times now, for whatever reason, we just cannot seem to sync up our schedules lately. But that's why we have Brad.
Yes, it's the DH, DH of
an equal partner. So you're gonna get at least two of us. And if you can't, then you'll have like you had a couple weeks ago where there is no show. But yeah, we will try to get at least two of us. But no, there is no feud that I'm aware of.
Well, it sucks when you're not aware of the feud you're in, but that's your problem. That's not my problem. I don't like that guy.
Well, according to you, I purposely have bad internet, so I don't have the same internet as you because you're black and I'm racist.
Yeah, that's right. That's the.
So is that it? Was that the issue?
Yes, that was the story. That's the story I'm going with. He just refused to podcast with a black fella, is what he said. It was weird.
Right. Wouldn't that be wild to do this for 5 years and then just like, oh, actually, you know what I just found out?
I didn't realize.
I didn't know, but it turns out Jay's black and I just can't do this.
I can't bring myself to digitally sit in the same room with this guy.
Right. But no, we're back together again. Both fully vaccinated.
That's right.
Moderna.
That's right. Yeah, we're
not that it matters for this show, which we've never done in the same room, but
we are socially distanced.
Hypothetically, we could.
Yeah, we're socially distanced by, you know, thousands of miles.
Were you about to say 10,000 miles?
Yeah, it was tens of thousands of miles. Like, that is not correct at all. Idiot.
Do you know how large the United States is? I don't know, 12,000 miles?
No. Millions of miles away.
We're like, I don't know, what, 2,000 miles away?
Yeah, California is like 2,000.
We're on the internet. I could find... we are 2,159 miles away.
Thank God. It's not far enough, in my opinion. You never know. You never know with this guy. But you never know where I'll show up.
I mean, I could take that job in Oakland, Maryland.
Ugh, don't. You would ironically, it still would take you longer to get here than from your current place. Like, it's in bumfuck nowhere. Nobody wants to
live. Get over there. Get myself a houseboat. Could cruise in for work.
Yeah, that's true. A la Joe Manchin.
That's the thing. It's so close to West Virginia. I could get over and punch Joe Manchin. What the fuck are you doing?
I mean, it might actually be worth the move, to be honest. Think about it. All right, so let's jump right into it. We do have plenty to talk about, actually. First things first, Val Demings, you may know her from her from such roles as Florida House of Representatives. So she's going to run against Marco Rubio, which is dope. I don't know if Val Demings will win. As Brad said, I believe in black women. I don't believe in the state of Florida, which is altogether fair.
I
think she could give him a good run, though. And I like Val Demings.
Okay, so if you're see, that's the thing. Like I think there's a world of possibilities that people hadn't considered yet that winning those two seats in Georgia has opened up. And I think that, like Florida has gone Democrat very recently. You know, this is not like a stalwart Republican state. It goes back and forth quite a bit. It's definitely leaning redder now.
Right.
But yeah, like, I mean, they had a Democratic senator as recently as 2 years. A little over 2 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, so
it's not insane to think that it could happen.
It's not insane. However, I mean, I will be honest, you know, Rubio is pretty entrenched.
People don't really like him that much.
Right. Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, he also suffers from the Ted Cruz thing, right?
But he's also not as shameless as Cruz. Like, Marco Rubio does not like Donald Trump and has really not done much to hide that fact, right?
Not a ton.
I'm wondering if he can get the Trumpy base to show up for him because, he's not going to debase himself like Ted Cruz has.
Right. Well, and like also there's something to think about here, which is he actually even going to get Trump's endorsement? Right?
No, I wouldn't be surprised if Trump runs somebody in a primary against him, honestly.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, there is a decent chance that you could see, I mean, let's get real, you could see one of Trump's kids running against him.
That'd be funny.
I mean, it's enough to, like, even if, let's say, Rubio somehow pulled it out. Like, which I, by the way, I think if Ivanka ran against him, I think he'd lose. Like, I do. Like, I don't even think it'd be a question, right? In a Republican primary, probably, you know, it'd probably be a cakewalk for her. But if she lost, she would do so much damage to him that I think Val Demings could then beat him.
Yeah, I think that's the best case scenario, honestly, is to have a really heated, like, you know, Trump, anti-Trump fight on the Republican side so that whatever happens, right, whoever comes out on top of that, they're damaged and they only represent slightly more than half of the fractured party.
Right.
I don't know that it's as much of a cakewalk as you think it would be for Ivanka to beat Rubio, but
you don't think so? Why do you think otherwise?
I don't know. That's tough. But I think
Rubio, defend your lies.
I think Rubio would stand a good chance of fending off a primary. I think it'd be closer than you seem to think it would be. But even if he does manage to come out the other side of it, then he's got all the Trump people against him.
Right. I mean,
so that's like, best like, case scenario.
Right. Like you said, you want
whoever the Democrat ends up being.
Right. Like, I mean, your point is perfect. Like if he beats Ivanka, then he's fucked. If he loses to Ivanka, it doesn't matter. Right. The only thing is,
conservatives going to go, you know, not the Trump people, like the more traditional Republicans going to go hard for Ivanka because, like, she's spent most of her life as a liberal. She's openly, like, pro women's equality and gay rights and pro choice and all this shit, right? I don't know if she's such a great bullshit spinner that she can just be like Trump and be like, no, I think the death penalty for people who get abortions now. That's what I really believe. Forget what I said 12 years ago.
I'll push back on that and say that her views on anything previous to what she says running will not matter because Republican men will see her as a hot, big titted blonde, not trying to be an asshole here, but that's how they see her. It is not going to fucking matter what she says. It just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what she believed.
It's all going to come up if she in a primary. I think Rubio going against a New York liberal, like that's going to be his zone. He's going to be able to hammer her with all of her previous positions.
I mean, he should. I just don't think that it's actually going to make a difference. I think she is going to have the same thing that Trump has, which is I think she's going to be largely untouchable, like in a primary, like in a in a main race, you know, in a full on main race against a Democrat, oh, I think it matters. I think people are going to be like, your president was one. Your dad was one of the worst presidents ever, and you stood by him and you supported him. Get the fuck out of here. And I think you could do real damage. I don't know if you could beat her, but I think Val Demings could do real damage to her in that race. But I think Rubio, if she ran against him, I think she's going to be fucking like she's going to be really hard to beat. I think she will be because people look. Republicans can't wait. They can't wait to have an opportunity to push any woman to be the first president, like the first female president. They can't wait. That's why they really. I mean, there's many reasons that they hate Kamala Harris, but they want to get Ivanka there. And they don't care how incompetent she is. They don't give a fuck. She was selling shoes to Kmart 2 weeks ago. They don't give a fuck. None of that matters. They want to be able to throw that in liberals' faces. I'm telling you. So they will push her up no matter what.
Yeah. I don't see Rubio going down without a fight. And he's going to
– I hope not.
New York liberal. You're going to hear that phrase 1,000 times.
You don't think Ivanka Trump knows what she's doing? She knows exactly what she's doing.
Yeah.
It's the only line in there.
This is the war-torn, beaten down, I've had to deal with, you know, 4 years of this bullshit Marco Rubio. And I think he'll put up a better fight. I think he will.
All right, I hope so.
I'm not guaranteeing he wins it, but I'm saying it's not going to be a cakewalk.
Fair enough. Yeah, I do like the idea though of Ivanka or some other hardcore Trump person. And frankly, I think it'd be better if it was a hardcore Trump person and not Ivanka getting into the race and just doing massive damage to Rubio and then fracturing his support, and then Valdemis just walks away with it. That would be awesome.
Because
that's 100% possible. Like, that's more possible than any of the scenarios that we laid out.
How embarrassing would that be for Marco Rubio to lose in a primary to Ivanka Trump?
Pretty embarrassing. Like, again, she sold purses and shoes like 9 minutes ago. She don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
Yeah. But Val Demings is pretty popular.
Yeah, people like Val Demings.
She was on the short list for vice president.
Yeah. Again, I like Val Demings. I don't
see her having a ton of trouble in the getting the Democratic nomination, honestly.
Oh, hell no. No, that's a cakewalk. I think if you're a Democrat thinking about running for Senate against Rubio, no, you just step aside. Like, just let Val Demings have that. Like, it's just not worth the fight. It really isn't. It's just not. And I hate to say that to somebody who's like, I could do it. Nah, no, you can't. it's fine. Like, sometimes, you know, this is a team effort in a lot of ways. Like, sometimes you got to step aside and let the person with the big guns go and just let him fight it out.
You know what, though? It's going to be a sweet job to go get, though? If you are a Florida politician and you're kind of bummed out that Val Demings is going to be taking that spot.
Exactly. Val Demings old seat.
You know what's going to be open? Yeah, absolutely. Florida's 10th. It's D plus 12. All you got to do is be the most Democrat. Those are the ones you want.
Yep.
I'm more progressive than this dick. And then
everyone goes to college for free on my watch. Like, all right, cool. I like this guy. Yeah, so. All right. Next up, CDC does its best future impression with its new mask off guidelines. Basically the CDC is like, look, if you are fully vaccinated and fully inoculated, you can just like do whatever you want, except if you're going into a jail or into hospitals. Like, that's probably not a good idea. But if you don't want to wear a mask, you don't have to wear a mask. Now, of course, businesses are like, get the entire fuck out of here.
right.
Yeah, wear your mask. But they're saying that it's safe to do that.
And that's where people aren't reading past the headline on this, because there are going to be people that say, no, it says you don't need masks anymore. Like, no. Private businesses can still establish their own rules. They can, you know. Like, there are places in this country where there are no laws against nudity, but, you know, you can't just walk into Walmart with your dick out, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you can. I don't want. I don't need you to.
Right.
But I don't shop at Walmart for many reasons. That being number one, really.
Yeah. But it's because somebody might be in there with their dick out.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't risk it. Can't risk it. Can't risk it.
The big reaction over here on our side of the aisle is, I don't know about all that.
Yeah. Nice try, CDC.
Here's the thing. Like I need to know. I am aware of the efficacy of the vaccine. I looked into that before I got one, right? But I can still catch COVID. I'm just going to beat it real quick, right?
Right. You get mild symptoms.
Yeah. But your body is now a weapon designed to destroy this thing should you ever encounter it. But that doesn't mean you want to.
No, but, you know.
And you can pass it along, right?
Well, and that's the thing, right? You know, these new guidelines. And look, I'm not. Some people are really mad at the CDC. I'm not. I mean, they're being honest.
Do you want them to just lie and say, no, actually, I mean, we did this study and we have all this data, but we're not going to tell you what it is. Like, that's doing what people accuse them of being like, oh, you're being political with your message. They're just telling you the information they have.
Right.
Which is, hey, we've looked into it. There's enough vaccinated people to study now. We have found out. Turns out, if you're vaccinated, you go ahead and do whatever the fuck you want.
Right. And look, the thing is, you should also be aware, like, yes, you can get it. Yes, you can contract it. Yes, you can pass it on to other people. But at the same time, there are children who are not vaccinated. So, like,
you and I both have kids.
That's my number one reason for not, like, just fucking rocking without a mask, you know. But there's no place that I go that I could even do that if I wanted to, right? Like, I live in a very blue state, so I don't, and my city is incredibly blue, right? So, like, I don't even have the option of, like, you don't need to wear a mask when you come in here. Like, ain't no business like that. Like, get the fuck out of here. Put a mask on. Are you out of your mind? You know, but the bigger issue that a lot of people are, you know, rightfully sort of kind of mad about, which is by saying this, you know, you've got all of these conservatives who don't want to wear masks, who are going to just lie and say, yeah, I'm vaccinated. I'm not going to wear a mask, right? That gives them sort of carte blanche in this environment to do that. But at the same time, it's like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck those people, because them getting COVID is their problem. It's not my problem. Like, if they end up in the fucking hospital, that's on them. It's not on me.
But for now, you still have to consider, you know, like we said, no, people under 12 can't get it yet.
Right.
And then there are people who have legitimate medical reasons that they can't get a vaccine.
Right. Yeah, they're immunocompromised or what have you. And, yeah, you know, those people are always going to have a hard time. Like, they just are going to.
We're living in a society here.
Right. Thank you, George.
So I don't see my life changing that much yet.
You know? No, it's not going to. I think if you're a parent of kids, you know, 11 and younger, I don't think your life is going to change that much. Pfizer.
It's gonna be a long time for. I mean, both of our girls are under two. Like, how long is that going
to
be?
Well, I'm glad you said here. Allow me to retort. Pfizer actually said that they're going to be ready to do the emergency authorization or apply for emergency authorization for 2-year-olds and up 2 to 11 in September. It's not that far away. It's not that far away.
And our girls would both be over 2 by then.
Right.
For new listeners, by the way, I'm talking about two separate children that Jay and I each have. We do not have children together.
We have one. There's not anything wrong with that. We have one daughter. Her name is Hope. She wears jaunty little hats, apparently. That's her new thing.
Oh, she's going through a hat phase. It's the best. Just any hat. She wants to wear a hat. It's wonderful. Have you gotten into hats yet?
Yeah, we do hats from time to time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the best. Well, she, for like last 3-4 months, she's been doing like she has a little cowboy hat, and she's like, well, this goes with everything, obviously. Which is fine, because my children are quite pale.
You need it.
Yeah, like, you want to wear a wide-brim cowboy hat, that's really the best-case scenario. The sun will eat you alive.
Would you like a sombrero? Like, that's probably better for you.
So, yeah, you want to wear a cowboy hat, that's cool. But, yeah, so she's just, whatever hat she can find, she's putting on, and I love it. Love the hat phase. Hope it never ends.
That's funny. Very jaunty. Very jaunty.
Yeah, she looks like she's going to the Preakness.
Yeah. That's literally 3 minutes from my house.
Have you been?
Oh, growing up. Yeah, absolutely. I have not been. I haven't been as an adult, like a reasonable adult. Like the Preakness, ironically, is right. Like you're thinking, when you think the Preakness, you're thinking like, oh, jaunty hats and expensive drinks and all this other shit, right? That part exists.
Yeah, you've told me about this. There's like the dirty part of
it. Right. There's the haves and the have nots. Right. The infield is just a liquor soaked cacophony, if you will. That's an inside joke. A liquor-soaked cacophony of cigarettes, bad decisions, missing teeth before or after the Preakness, and STDs, and cheap beer. And then in the stands, it's this lovely
area. NASCAR crowd, which is like, I want to see something race. I don't give a fuck.
No, they're not watching the race because there's like music and everything, and they're literally like running on top of porta potties. Like you can search this on YouTube. They have like a porta potty run where these dumb, super drunk teenagers and 20 somethings get on top of one Port-a-John and try to run across a number of them as people pelt them with cans of beer. I swear to God, it's real. I swear to God, it's real.
So since you have
it's become, so fucking dirty. Yo, white people are dirty. Like, I don't know what the fuck your problem is.
So since you have entered your yuppie phase,
yeah,
Have you put on your fancy pants and headed down to the Preakness to experience it as a man of means?
I haven't, but I want to. I want to. Like, yeah. This is a thing I want to do, right? Because it's literally, dude, I'm here. You go. It's called running of the urinals. Running of the urinals. Here it is. Holy shit! Wow, it's a compilation video. I'm gonna send this to you right now. Yeah, dude, white people are fucking wild. No, I do want to go. Like, this was I think this was a thing that Micah and I and our wives were supposed to do at some point. But again, it's literally like these are white people in Baltimore.
This is the Preakness?
Yes. This is the jaunty hats and all that
Let's
shit.
Let's go down to the fancy horse race.
Yeah.
Oh God, he got hit right in the head.
I told you. Oh. Dude, the black t-shirt didn't make it. Yeah, no, this is
a horse race.
This is Baltimore.
This is happening at a horse race.
This is Baltimore, man. Oh man. It's great. Apparently, right, so the Kentucky Derby is the same.
I know people from outside of Baltimore, when they think of Baltimore, mostly think of the black population.
Nah, dude. Nah, white people
but
are a problem.
The thing about Baltimore, you have the craziest white people.
No, we do. Like, we do. And again, this is 3 minutes from my house. It's 3 minutes from my house. I can walk there. Oh, that dude got hit in the fucking head. Jesus Christ. Good.
I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was you who was telling me.
This makes me feel better about myself as a person.
I was talking about coming to visit you one time. I'm like, is it going to be safe? And you're like, no, nobody fucks with white people in Baltimore because y'all are nuts and we all know it.
Yeah.
Like, you just walk down the street and be completely unbothered and be like, I'm not going to fuck with that.
They were like, this guy's probably going to the infield party in fucking Preakness. Fuck that guy.
This guy might bite me. I'm not.
Dude, like, just as, like, this is a weird side note. Like, I lived in this area growing up as a kid, then I moved away, and then I'm like, you know, I live here again. But like growing up, like the whole thing, because like the neighborhoods right around this, the Preakness are all black, right? And so these like crazy white people come and they act like fucking idiots for a day. Like just gross, right? Just monsters. And like the whole thing is like they got to park their car somewhere. So any black people with yards, would just let white people park their cars and charge them like $100 for the entire day. So like growing up, we would just, that's how we make money, right? Like all of my friends with yards, they would sit and watch these cars. Like they didn't really give a fuck, you know, if anything happened to them, but they would charge these crazy drunk white people. And the sights I saw as a kid of drunk 20 somethings, and 30-year-old white people coming in, forgetting their keys because they lost them at Preakness, and literally
fucking mosh pit at the Preakness.
Yeah, dude, literally punching their like breaking the glass of their doors to get in their cars, like just crazy shit. Yeah, yeah. Don't talk about black people. White people are a fucking problem. Like they are, dude. I'm putting this video. I'm putting this video in the docket.
Oh, yeah. You have to. So yeah. People know what we're talking about. Yeah. Or if you're listening now and don't want to, just Google it. I had no idea that the Preakness went this hard.
So I'm just putting in Preakness video as... There you go. These people are fucking nuts. What the
fuck? I racked it up again. This dude took one right to the temple. That is a full beer can.
Yeah, it was not empty. Good.
Beer didn't come out of it until it hit his head. Somebody threw an unopened beer at this dude's head, and it opened on him.
Yeah. Like, oh, this is fun, dude. Bomb. Good. Good. Fuck that guy. That guy is a lawyer somewhere right now. That's the type of shit that goes on here. But I mean, getting back to the whole mask off guidelines, like Preakness was just a couple days ago, right? It was just this past weekend. I'm not going to Preakness without a mask. You out of your fucking mind?
No, fuck no.
No.
These fucking animals.
Yeah, these monsters.
Look at these people.
I can watch those videos all day. Again, it makes me feel really good about myself as a person. So, yeah.
Somewhere, too. Like, any sporting event I've been to, a beer is, like, $12. So, are these, like, beers people brought? Or is somebody, like...
Yeah, these are beers people brought.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, they just bring them.
Yeah, just bought a 30 of Natty High Life to throw at dipshits.
Yeah. Well, if you're drinking fucking Natty High Life all day, logic is out the door. You don't give a shit about anything. So yeah, look,
Miller High Life, excuse me.
Oh, Miller High Life. Yes.
Natty Ice and Natty Light, yes. Which are indistinguishable. And you can't tell me different.
Natty Ice is garbage. It's just absolute piss water. So yeah,
one of the things I enjoy most about, I'm not a gentleman of means as you are, but I haven't drank like a fucking. Like a Coors Light in 10 years. There were times you show up to functions and it's like,
yeah, that's all they got.
Yeah.
Fucking
somebody's idea. Got a bunch of Bud Light on ice. So either drink that or there's nothing.
Yeah.
I am drinking Tremor California Light Lager, sustainably brewed, by the way. That's important to me. In Santa Rosa, California.
All right.
It's not bad. From the good folks at Tremor Brewing, Tremor, California.
Nice.
100% California, craft malted. Yeah, I drink like two beers a week. I'm not going to have shitty ones.
No, I drink wine most times, or scotch. That's my thing.
The thing about ketoing, about my racist keto diet, is
racist.
Black Complex Cinema.
Yes, it is racist. You're taking meat away from black people and destroying our barbecue culture. You know, white people are weird. You guys are so weird.
White liberals are hilarious.
White liberals. You're like, you gotta just calm down, white liberals. Like, you really do. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. You're like, this is the thing about black people. Like, have you met one?
No. Gross. I would never.
Have you talked to one? You know.
Nope.
I don't think they're like, listen. It's very important to our barbecue culture.
Barbecue culture. Shut up.
That you go vegan to save the meat for us.
You know, that's a wild stance.
I'm pretty sure. And again, I would never try to speak for black people, but from what I gather, from my observations I made, I think they mostly just don't want to be harassed by police. And would like the same wages as everybody else. But maybe there is a barbecue culture thing that I have missed in our years of conversation.
I don't like to talk about it. I don't like to get too deep into it. Yeah, I don't like to get too deep into my barbecue culture, but yeah. It's a thing.
And yes, to answer your question, fat white dudes. Can hang with anybody.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'll put my stepdad up against literally anybody on a grill.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you don't like people. Like, oh, white people don't know seasoning. Yeah, most white people. Fat dudes on a grill or on a smoker with a beard. Get out of here. No, I'll eat it. That shit's gonna be fucking lit. It's gonna be on there for 3 days and it's gonna be good.
My stepdad is a fat white retired cop.
Oh, he got it. He got
around the grill.
Yeah, he got it. He got it. All he does is watch grilling videos on YouTube. Like, get out of here.
Yeah. If he's not grilling, he's watching shows about grilling.
Right.
And learning more about grilling. And grilling competitions on Food Network.
Right. I respect it. I'm not mad at that man. I want to try his pork tenderloin. I bet it's delicious.
Yeah. He'll, like, send a group text to me and my brothers about, like, hey, you got to check out the new smoker. I'm like, fuck yeah, Bob. I want to see that.
Yeah, you goddamn right.
Send me pictures of that meat.
That's what she said.
Hey,
all right. So
I'm not joking though. Like anybody, this goes for anybody. Like if you make some. Like I want to know what you're grilling. Send it to me. I'm interested.
Send it to me.
Yeah. If you're like really proud of something that you made on the grill, send me pictures. I want to see it. In case you don't know who to send that to, you're like fuck, I want to brag to somebody because this is dope. Like me, I'm the guy. I am interested. Because I, too, am a fat white guy with a grill.
Yes, there you go. It's what you do. It's what you people do.
It's part of my barbecue culture.
See? Already appropriating. Jesus Christ. We can't have anything. Can't fucking have anything. Can't have anything. It's fucking gross. All right, let's talk about apartheid. Hard left.
That's one of the hardest shifts you've ever made on this show.
Well, I mean, oh no, I was going to say something really, really probably not cool. So let's just.
You went from reverse to fifth. On that.
Reverse to fifth. Let's fucking go. U.S. legislator, I don't know if you've heard of her, AOC perhaps, calls Israel an apartheid state. Uh-oh. U.S. progressives have criticized the Biden administration's support for Israel amid its Gaza bombardment. Here's what I will say. It's about damn time. It seems to me that we are hitting a point where people are giving legitimate, not that the criticism of Israel's behavior has been illegitimate, but the people criticizing Israel are being taken seriously. And like Brad had said something that I thought was really good in our group chat. He was basically like, where is his anti-Semitism? Hold on a second. Let's see if I can sway listeners before I read it. Yeah, I mean, he was just like, he said, you know, Western media has given Israel incredible cover since forever, and they're like, I know, let's destroy the AP building because Hamas operated out of a bottom closet there 1 month. And that's true, right? Like, it's, you know, they've been given the benefit of the doubt for the past 50 years. And then they just decided, let's fully test the resolve of everyone who knee-jerk supports us by doing the dumbest shit possible. Like, that's absolutely accurate.
And that's been a bipartisan thing forever, by the way. like you guys talked about last week, the real split that's happened has been the Likud party and their rise and the government of Israel becoming hard right wing.
Yep.
But Biden's an old school Democrat. Like it will reflexively say, I support Israel because all old Democrats do.
Yeah.
Because that's part of the thing. And it's not like you don't support Israel if you say, fuck Benjamin Netanyahu and his shit ass government. Right.
But that's how people hear it.
Of course. Yeah. And there's, it's one of them nuanced things that people don't want to hear.
This is why I don't talk to people about, like, this is the third rail of politics. I generally don't talk to people about it. I don't.
Right.
Cause I have my views on it. And I feel like I told Brad last week, I've never seen a subject in politics that makes the most like soft bellied people I've ever met seem like absolute fucking psychos when it comes to this topic, man. It does. Like people get really rigid and they don't listen and they don't even consider another perspective. Like they just don't consider another perspective. And it's wild to me.
Yeah. And that was kind of the difference that Barack Obama was trying to split, because he had some genuine beef with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Yeah, and, rightfully so. Rightfully so.
Yeah, it is just an ideology thing, right? Barack Obama is a progressive guy. Benjamin Netanyahu is not.
Well, and like I said on the show last week, or, you know, it's the idea is. One of the things that made it easier for Obama was that Netanyahu stopped trying to please both sides of the U.S. government and just was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go to the Republicans. And then right. it was super easy for Obama to be like, yeah, this seems not okay. Like, and he didn't even have to come out that hard.
Israel never did that before. That's why it was always a bipartisan thing. And it was all, I mean, granted, previous Israeli governments were more supportable than this one.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was never a left-right thing. It was it was the bipartisan thing. Well, of course, we've got Israel's back, always. And we always did. You will never find, like, until recently, it was, you know, the Democrats went just as hard for Israel as Republicans did. And I think reflexively, that's what you see with Joe Biden. You'll never, you know, he's going, the first thing out of his mouth is going to be, well, of course I support Israel.
Yep.
And I think a lot of progressives hear that and then immediately think, Joe Biden's just as bad as a Republican because he supports all of the shit that Israel did. Which there has to be a way to, you know what I mean?
Well, I think the way is saying exactly what you mean, which is we support the Jewish people. The Israeli government are a bunch of right-wing fuckboys, and we're not fans of what they're doing. Look.
And they've been rejected, by the way.
Right, right.
Four elections in a row, so it's not like that's a controversial thing amongst Israelis.
Here's the thing. It's not
they
about.
They just haven't been able to. They just haven't been able to form a coalition government to replace Netanyahu. But Netanyahu has been rejected at the polls by his own people. So it's not like talking shit on Netanyahu is an affront to the choice of the people of Israel.
No, but here's the problem. Here's the problem. Americans don't give a shit when it comes to Israeli politics. Americans don't give a shit about what Israelis believe. It's not even about Jews in America, dude. It's not. It's not. We all know what it's about. This is going to sound fucking crazy, but we all know what it's about. It's about right-wing Christians in this country who believe that the end times will happen over there. So they do whatever they can to support Israel, to get more and more Jews there because they think magical Jesus is going to come back and then there's a war and everybody going to fucking die. And then there's like 1400 Jews that get asked to convert or whatever madness is in that fucking book. Right? Don't quote me on the fucking details, but whatever madness they believe out of that book, whatever they think is literal, which is fucking crazy, but whatever they believe when it comes to the fucking Armageddon and all that shit, that is what matters. Like, you know, I see people go, oh, it's because of these geopolitical reasons. No, it's not. It's because we don't want to piss off evangelical Christians. Those are the people who wear the who put the badges on Facebook. I support Israel. Do you know anything about Israeli-Palestinian politics? No. We need to protect children. They are literally killing Palestinian kids. You don't give a shit about any of that. What you care about is this fucking biblical bullshit about, you know, Jesus is going to come back and then everybody's going to die in a crazy holy war and monsters and cyclops and the X-Men will be there and whoever else. I don't know, Thanos, I guess. And all of that bullshit, and that's what they believe. And Joe Biden and other, you know, standard bearer Democrats are terrified that if they push back on Israel too hard, they will lose the Christians who are Democrats. They've already lost the Christians who are Republicans now, and they're afraid they're going to lose the ones on their side. So what they have to do is go, well, I think we should have a ceasefire. I don't think this is right. You know, like maybe we shouldn't do this, but they will never just say the fucking Israeli government is wrong. It doesn't mean you hate Jews, man. It doesn't. Look, I live in literally what might as well be the second largest Jewish population in the country. I don't hate Jews. Jews are my neighbors. I have friends who are Jewish. Some of my best friends are Jewish, right? Isn't that what you're supposed to say? Right? Like, that's what you say when you're about to say something like totally bigoted, right? But like, I have Jewish friends.
Well, they're all going to hell.
I mean, they're definitely, right? Like, Christians don't give a fuck about Jews. Like, they don't. They don't. And I'm talking about wackadoo ones. I'm not talking about like people who are just like, hey, we should help people. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the nutcases, right? So I don't like, you have to be able to speak truth to power, right? And the problem is, in this country, we have a couple of sects that are a fucking problem when it comes to speaking truth to power about this issue. You've got nutball, super far right wing Christians who are like, yeah, send all the Jews to Israel. That's great. This is all part of my plan, right? Like, you got those people. Then you have people, far right Jewish people, who are like, yeah, just keep sending us weapons, whatever, Christians, whatever you believe, that shit's fucking whack. We don't believe in that shit. Send us more weapons and money so that we can fight the Arabs that we don't fucking like, right? Then you've got the psycho far right Arabs who are like, we need to destroy Israel. And then the other group in the middle is everyone else who is like, hey, could you stop killing each other and killing kids? Because this is a real bad fucking scene. The vast majority of people are that last group. But the problem is the most vocal group are far right wing Christians and far right wing Jewish people and far right wing Muslims. They are the loudest groups. And the problem is they're not even the majority. They're not even close to the fucking majority. But you can't say anything because if you say anything, then you somehow get lumped into another group, which is anti-Semites, which is fucking right. Crazy to me. It's ridiculous. Yeah,
well, and that's why it's, I mean, I think it's important that some of the loudest voices in calling for a ceasefire are like Bernie Sanders and yes. John Ossoff.
Yeah. Clearly massive anti-Semites.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've got like actual Jewish members of the Senate calling for this. And then you've got fundamentalist Christians who are trying to get on the others, who are trying to like, ah, you're anti-Semitic if you don't stand 100% with Israel and everything they do. And yeah, like, I mean, if I was Jewish, I would, like, if I'm John Ossoff or Bernie Sanders, I would love to have floor time to tell, like, Ted Cruz, you don't fucking speak for me. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
We all know why you have this, you know, knee-jerk support of everything Israel does.
But say it. The problem is no one actually fucking says it.
Why don't you actually talk to the Jews? See what they think about it.
No, see, this is textbook why I couldn't be in the Senate. I get one good run. I would get one good run because I'd be like, hey, Ted Cruz, you don't give a shit about Jewish people. You don't. And they'd be like, why are you saying that? And I would tell them because no one will say it. You are defending it because you think that religious Christians in this country believe that Armageddon is happening there and you're trying to do anything to support that vision. But what you're also saying is you don't give a shit of whether the people in Israel die. You don't care. You actually want them to die so that you can get what you want. Call it out. The problem is just saying, look, and I appreciate AOC saying it's an apartheid state. She ain't fucking wrong. Like, she's 100% right. But there is more.
Like, by definition, there are second class citizens over there.
Right. It's basically the Preakness, if you will. Right? Right? So.
Yeah, but like, Gaza is essentially like.
It's a segregated place.
It's not an exaggeration to say it's like an open air prison. They can't get in, they can't get out, can't get supplies in, can't get supplies out. Everything's controlled by Israel. And then whenever Israel, you know, gets mad at, you know, decides that they have beef with Hamas, which, I mean, hey, you could have legitimate beef with Hamas.
Right, I get it.
Nobody's getting Hamas's back on this.
Right, fuck Hamas,
then you
too.
But then you just drop missiles into the fucking Gaza Strip and like, well, hey, hang on a second. You just killed 200 people who didn't have shit all to do with this.
Right. And again, it doesn't mean that you're anti, like, it doesn't mean you're anti-Jewish. Like, I just, that argument makes me fucking insane. Because, like, by even saying that what the Israeli government is doing, you are lumped with people who are like, the Jews have all the money. I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, probably, but then don't say it, right? No, I'm kidding. kidding. But, like, you get labeled with these people, and it's like, yo, I'm not a fucking Nazi. I just, look. And look, I will give this guy has is said a lot of things I don't agree with, especially over the last couple of years, and done a lot of things I don't agree with. But he was 100% correct when he said this statement, and I will never forget it. Cenk Uygur, I remember when I used to listen to Young Turk, said, look, he's like, I'm on the left. I don't like right-wingers in America. I don't like them in Israel. I don't like them in the Arab world. I don't like them anywhere. And that's the fucking point. I don't like hardcore right-wingers anywhere. Fucking Netanyahu is a hardcore right winger. The fucking assholes who run Hamas are right wing dickbags. Fuck them and fuck Netanyahu and fuck the right wing in this country. All they want is war and oppression and just adversity. That's how they remain in power. That's how they gain power. Call them out. But stop letting those people push you into war and push you to think that everyone is against you fundamentally. I'm not against anyone in Israel. I would love to visit Israel. I bet it's great. Frankly, quiet as it's kept, I think Jewish women are hot. Okay? I grew up in this area. I love it. No problem with that. What I'm saying is, you don't, just because you criticize the government, that doesn't mean that you hate those people. Look, we criticize the American government here all the time. I don't fundamentally hate all Americans. I don't even fundamentally hate all Republicans. Now, I will qualify that by saying I don't fundamentally hate all Republicans, but I do not respect libertarians. That part is true. But like, I don't fundamentally hate right wing, you know, people on the right. No, but I can call out Trump and all his bullshit. Now, if you believe some, you know, hateful shit, then yeah, okay. Then I don't fuck with you either. But like, nah, man, AOC is 100% right. But it doesn't go far enough because that addresses a political problem that is a symptom of a larger problem. The larger problem is that we support them because of a psycho religious reason. That is the meat of that fucking issue. And no one in American politics will talk about it. They won't. They just won't. And they're scared. And look, I get why you're scared. But look, if you got like if you know you ain't gonna win your race, speak on that shit. Speak on it, man. Because somebody's got to be like, yeah, they fucking right. Like, they're not wrong. And look, you're going to piss Christians off. Oh, well. Oh, well. They get pissed off at everything. Fuck them. They don't like Million Moms is mad about everything. Who cares? Fuck it. Say that shit. That's why you need more atheists in government. You do. You really do. You need people who are not religiously affiliated. And that's why Bernie can say it. Because, yeah, he grew up Jewish, but he's not religious. So, good for him.
Also, he's basically untouchable.
Yeah, at this point.
Who's going to be Bernie?
No. In Vermont? No.
He's got that job till he's dead.
Yep, he does. Yeah, no, you're absolutely correct. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not a huge fan of this topic. Like, because I just don't think it, you know, it's like, it just, Brad and I had a very, I won't talk about what the topic was, but like Brad and I had a very interesting conversation after last week's show about a topic, because I wanted his perspective, and it's the same thing. It's like, it's a topic I just don't bring up in certain areas. Like, I just don't. So there's just no point.
It's about why white people smell like wet dogs.
No, I would say that on the show. But look,
that's my favorite one.
No, it is.
I don't understand it, but it makes me laugh.
No, it's true. No, it's true. You guys do. It's true. That's true. I'm sorry. Sorry to inform you, but no, it's true. When white people get really sweaty, you guys smell like wet dogs. That's true. It's not your fault. No, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, I just, there has to be a way to be like, I don't want missiles dropping on innocent children. And then be like, wow. Okay, Hitler.
Like, wait, what? No, I believe Hitler would have been exact. That's, you know what?
That's an important part of Jewish culture. No, it's not.
We have to kill them. Like, no, you don't.
Fucking deli sandwiches are an important part of Jewish culture.
Yeah, that's true. Deli culture is a part of Jewish culture. Like, as much as barbecue culture is black culture, delis are New York delis. Come on, who doesn't want like 100%. The like? You get like the fish on that. Oh, come on, man, that shit's awesome. Get out of here. Lox, please. Look,
have you ever been to like a Cantor's or something?
Is that like a New
Jewish
York?
Jewish people know their way around a sandwich.
They do. They don't fuck around. Look, man. Look. Jews invented lox, right? Like, get out of here. Like, I don't like Jewish people. You've never had bagels and lox. Like, because you can't hate people who invented that. It's too delicious. Get out of here. No, you got to respect those people, man. They've been through some shit.
I haven't had a bagel in like 6 months.
I know. Me either. I haven't had bagels and lox in over a year. Because my favorite place is a place outside of my home. So I ain't going.
They don't deliver? You can't DoorDash that shit?
I probably could.
Do it.
Ooh, I might this weekend, actually. That's a good idea. It's a Jewish place. And they were like, they were awesome. They were awesome. The guy died, which was sad. Next up, Trump sent a bizarre secret memo after losing the election, urging the Pentagon to immediately remove troops overseas. This is a really fascinating story. So after he lost, he just sent a note like to, a handwritten note to, Army Colonel Douglas MacArthur, saying, he sent it to John McGinty, with a handwritten note that just basically said, "Get us out of Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria," and instructed the colonel to complete the withdrawal from Germany and get us out of Africa. He was just going to do full on withdrawals. That's amazing. By the way, all that does, people, I'm sure right-wing people would be like, well, you know, he was trying to save American troops. No, dude, he wanted to throw the world into disarray. That would throw the world into disarray. That's crazy.
Fuck over the next guy.
Yeah. You're going to pull everyone out, like, right before you leave office out of Afghanistan, Iraq, and Syria. I mean, I don't think we should probably be in those places, but, you know, you do like a reasonable withdrawal. You don't just go, yeah,
an orderly withdrawal.
He's like, Tuesday, yeah, let's go. Like, fuck, it's Monday, yeah, dude.
Make sure you're passing the baton off and stuff like that.
No, he's
I want people out of a lot of places, but yeah, you don't just go, all right, bye.
Yeah, a complete withdrawal of all troops out of Germany. There's like, dude, there's like tens of thousands of troops in Germany. Like, there's bases there. And then all of Africa. Right. It, proving that Trump thinks Africa is a country. Just think about it. All of Africa. Get it out.
We're out of Africa.
Which part? All of Africa.
All of Africa.
Yeah, go. You see Africa right there? Yeah, all of it. Get them out of there. Too many blacks. If there are black soldiers in Africa, leave them there. Don't let them come back. Like, oh. Yeah. No, it just proves how reckless he is.
I would probably be okay if we did withdraw troops from most places. But again, not just like on a Tuesday.
Yeah, like you can't fucking embison it. Like, don't do that. It's crazy. I was just gonna leave. Did you come up with a plan? No. Leave. Get us out. Like, that's your note? That's your professional note? Get us out? Wow, great. Is it a hostage note? Idiot.
It is interesting how much power the Pentagon actually has, I've noticed, over the previous 4 years.
Yeah, they're basically like, get fucked. We're not doing that.
Yeah, the president just can demand something insane and then go, yeah, well, no, but thanks.
Yeah, we'll get back to you. like, nah, dude, I'm not going to do that. Like,
we have some commitments in the region. And you're leaving, so no.
Yeah.
We'll talk to the next guy.
Yeah, like, I'm going to need you to eat a dick. Like, no, man, I'm not doing that. Get out of my face. Beat it. So, yeah, I appreciate the military being like, yeah, hard pass. Hard pass. We're not going to do that.
I guess that's... We talked plenty about how the lame duck is way too long, because it allows this much time to do all this bullshit. But I guess I'm glad there's checks and balances in place to stop a lunatic president from just doing whatever.
Right. But that's
like, I don't, do you ever think about how fortunate we were that he was just obsessed with his stop the steal bullshit and more than anything else?
Yeah.
And like, wasn't able to do more damage on his way out the door.
Yeah. No, we're extremely lucky in that regard. Yeah. We're extremely lucky.
He was just single-mindedly focused on like trying to somehow like to do everything he could to just try to prove that somehow he actually won and he could stay in office. Because if he was like, all right, it's over. I'm out of here in 2 months.
What can I do? Yeah, time to wreck shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would have been in a world of trouble.
Yeah, if he just accepted the results and was like, all right, yeah, what? 2.5 months to just do whatever. But because he's an insane narcissist who couldn't admit that he lost, he pretty much occupied all of his time with that.
Yeah. No, I mean, look, I'll take it.
That shit is laughable.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're in Republican congressional leadership, then of course it's sacrosanct and you
you have to believe all of it. Right. Whatever.
And if anyone doesn't, well, you gotta go.
Oh.
She's officially gone now, by the way.
Well, from leadership, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, she still has her seat.
For now.
I guess we'll see. Yeah, you guys covered the Liz Cheney stuff pretty well last week, but she is now officially out of House leadership. And the person that they're talking about replacing her with is not as conservative as she is. But that doesn't matter anymore.
Nope, it doesn't.
Which, which is wild.
Well, it's just it's a cult. I mean, I don't know another way to say it.
Yeah, like forever. The Republican Party was, we're dedicated to, you know, conservatism and, you know, here's all of our beliefs and, you know, the advancement of, you know, Republican Party priorities. And none of that matters anymore. It's all gone. It's just, well, you weren't, you know, enough of a Trump supplicant, so you got to go.
That's it. I like
Liz Cheney is a perfect Republican in every other way.
She is. I mean, that's what's ironic, right? Like, they don't actually believe in conservatism. They believe in kissing the ring. If you kiss the ring, you get the stay. If you don't kiss the ring, you don't get the stay. That's it.
Well, it's about power. It's about power. And one of the more interesting things that happened, and, you know, Trump would always tout it, was his approval rating amongst the Republican Party. And people left, right? Their numbers dwindled in the last 4 years because people who weren't on board left the fucking party. So the people who remained in the party were all diehards.
Right.
And now the Republican Party is so tethered to this fucking one guy that because everybody likes him, there are people in the party who absolutely cannot stand Donald Trump. I guarantee you. But they're not going to be seen publicly disagreeing with him or saying, yeah, that guy was an idiot and he did all this shit wrong. Because the Republican base likes him so much and disagreeing with Donald Trump, that's the quickest way out. And so, yeah, she's going to get a primary. She represents all of Wyoming.
There's no one there. There's just no one there. I mean, you think she'll lose?
I don't know. It's going to be like, to have the Cheney machine behind you, that's tough to beat. But who knows? Run, Kanye, run.
I mean, he could.
I love that idea so much.
Yo, she lost to Kanye West. Yo, she gotta retire, yo. Like, you can't even be found on television anymore. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Nope, I want it. I'm in.
Yeah. No, like, I'm fine with that. I am super fine with that. But yeah, I don't feel sorry for Liz Cheney. I really don't. Look, you built this bed and you're getting fucked in it. That's on you.
No, but it is nuts.
It is. It's absolutely nuts. She shouldn't have lost her leadership position. Kevin McCarthy's a piece of shit. Like, he is. He's a piece of shit for what he did.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, Kevin McCarthy's a piece of shit, so I guess we shouldn't be really that surprised. Next up, Supreme Court to take up major abortion rights challenge. Okay, let me just say this right off the bat. Mississippi is sending a case to the Supreme Court, which is asking Mississippi is asking to be allowed to enforce an abortion ban after 15 weeks of pregnancy. It's not asking for the court to overrule the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision confirming a woman's right to abortion, or a decision 19 years later that reaffirmed it. But the abortion rights supporters said that the case is clear, a clear threat to abortion rights. The court cannot uphold the law without overturning the principal protections of Roe v. Wade. According to the president and CEO of the Center for Reproductive Rights, Nancy Northam. Here's my thing. I haven't talked about it in a while. But anybody who was shocked by this and you didn't vote for Hillary Clinton, shut the fuck up. Just shut up. Any of you who said, oh, they're all the same, none of this is going to be a problem, who cares if Trump wins or Clinton wins, it's all the same, you're wrong. And if you said that and you're sad about this, you should own the fact that you were wrong.
There are some issues that maybe there is not enough daylight between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump for the liking of some progressive people.
Absolutely.
You cannot fuck with Hillary Clinton on reproductive rights.
You simply can't.
At all. At all. She's went as hard for that as literally anybody. She wanted to get rid of the Hyde Amendment, which is what makes it that you no public money is allowed to fund an abortion,
right?
Basically. And she brought up the, I think, very valid point, which is reproductive health care is health care because duh.
Right. And if also, also it's legal. Duh. Yeah. So why are we having a cutout for a legal event?
Right. And if the government is paying for your health care, well, then the government should pay for your health care. I know that's a wild position to take. But for some reason in American politics, that's a wild position to take. But she supported that during the election.
Yep. Didn't back down one bit.
That wasn't a secret belief of hers. And she gave the most full-throated defense of late-term abortion that any politician I've ever seen has done, and did it on the debate stage.
Yep.
Which is, and again, it seems on our side of the aisle like a no-duh thing, but people either willfully don't get it or just genuinely are stupid. But nobody gets pregnant, carries a child for 8.5 months and goes, nah, never mind.
Oh, Trump said that women are getting abortions at 9 months.
Yeah.
They're just taking the babies right out of them at 9 months.
Yeah, because it's fun, right? If you everybody ever spent time with a pregnant woman, that's the fun part is being pregnant, right? And then you
get this thing the fuck out of me right now.
Get rid of it and do it again for funsies.
Yep.
Because it's fun to be pregnant and then not have a child. Lots of people do that. That's totally common. No, it's a fucking emergency. It's an emergency procedure, and it has to be protected because it's a fucking emergency. Nobody wants to do it. It's not like a great time. Right. But yeah, I don't know. But yeah, that's like one of a couple of issues you absolutely cannot fuck with Hillary Clinton on.
Nope.
And there is not a snowball's chance in hell that she would have nominated someone to the Supreme Court who did not share those beliefs. So, yeah. Not to bring back the ghosts of 2016 again, but
I'll bring it up.
Yeah, if you
this is your fault. Vote, this is your
if
fault.
You were able to vote in it's 2016 and didn't, and this is an issue you care about. Well, then you fucked up, man.
Yep,
you really did. Because now there are, six conservatives. You're gonna get. I don't know you'll get all six, but you can get five.
You can definitely get five. You can definitely get five.
And man, a 15-week abortion ban. That's like, because they're not just going to overturn. We've talked about this before. They're not going to overturn Roe outright. They're just going to chip away at it and make it really, really difficult. You'll never see them. I mean, I don't think John Roberts would allow it to just be, and abortion's illegal. All women who get abortions go to prison.
No, that
I don't
happen.
Think you'll ever see that. But, nope. But yeah, you will see it get so fucking restricted.
Well, especially in the red states.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter what the Supreme Court says if you live in California. They're going to go, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, suck a dick. Nice ruling. I'm going to go ahead and shit on it.
Yep.
And we're going to keep our things here. But yeah, Mississippi has already chipped away at abortion rights so much. I think they
have like,
are they the state that has one clinic?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. In the whole state. Yeah. So, and they very likely could win this. And then in Mississippi, you won't be able to get an abortion after 15 weeks, which a lot of people don't even know they're pregnant until that.
Yeah, I mean, not only that, but what you're going to start seeing is, you're close. You're 9 weeks. Okay, you come back and get your abortion. We changed your appointment. Oh, it's going to be another couple weeks. Hit 15. Nothing we could do. Sorry.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you'll see a lot of them.
On these things.
Yep, absolutely. So yeah, look, the only thing I have to say about this is not a surprise. It should be a surprise to no one. It should be a surprise to no one. And it's your fault. It's your fucking fault.
This has been the project. This is the reason that.
Yep.
And it's been going on for 50 years.
Right. They've never taken their eyes off the ball.
They never got over it. The Warren Court fucked them up so bad because it wasn't just this, right? They will try to say it's single-mindedly, you know, abortion rights and we just care about the babies.
No,
just never mind all of our other positions. But just the Warren Court in general, like, integrating schools, they really fucking hated that.
And they still fight against it.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's why you can't get, that was one of the wilder things is you used to always be able to, even the most hard right wing judges up for nomination, they would ask them, well, what do you feel about Brown v. Board? And they'll be like, well, I mean, obviously that was correctly decided. But they won't even say that anymore.
Nope.
Right? They're like, well, I mean, I would respect precedent, but, you know, the case isn't before me. Like, yeah, we're not going to ask you to, I'm not saying relitigate Brown versus Board of Education. We're just wondering what you think about it. Well, you know, the case wasn't in front of me, so I don't want to prejudge anything. I'm like, really? That one even. Okay.
All cool. Right.
Sweet. Yeah. Good to know.
No,
where are we all coming from now?
Yeah, no, everything is on the table. Mm-hmm. They're like, I don't know, this Loving versus Virginia one seems a little extreme to me. Maybe we need to roll that one back too. Yeah, that's how they
feel. Right, and don't think they aren't going to come for a bunch of those. Obergefell, you think they're not going to want to take another swing at that?
Which one is that?
Marriage equality.
Oh yeah, no, they'll take another swing at it. Absolutely.
Yeah, Thomas and Alito already put that one on the table.
Maybe. I don't know, guys. Are you allowed to have a gay wedding? Is that like a regular wedding? It's so fucking stupid.
Sam Alito.
Sucks.
Goddamn worst.
Yeah, he sucks. He's probably the most conservative on the court, actually.
He has never in 15 years made a single correct decision.
He sucks.
Not one. You'll get, you know, like the ones that, you know, Kavanaugh's got a couple here and there. Gorsuch famously has a handful. John Roberts has been pissing off conservatives by like being a reasonable human being occasionally, except when it comes to workers' rights.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck about workers' rights, dude. Jesus Christ. Holy shit.
And Thomas. Thomas has a handful. Thomas has a couple of issues he really does care about. He will go with the liberal wing of the court on like racial gerrymandering and things like that because he doesn't. He had one recently. I can't remember what it was, but people were like, Thomas, really? I'm like, yeah, he's got a couple in him. You know who has zero? Sam Alito.
Yep.
Sam Alito is wrong 100% of the time. Anyone feel free to prove me wrong on that. But you will not find a single time where he made a decision that wasn't reprehensible. He'll do it by himself if he has to. You're not going to get a 9-0 decision on anything. You'll get if it's should we be allowed to like beat children with baseball bats? It's going to be 8-1 and Sam Alito's like, well, I mean, what was the kid doing?
He probably wanted it.
What about the personal freedoms of the baseball bat swinger? Gotta think about that. Guy fucking sucks. And he's 72, and I can't wait for him to die. It's not gonna be as big of a dance as it
was
for Scalia.
Yeah.
But even Scalia, even Antonin Scalia was correct more times than that motherfucker Sam Alito. Hate that dude. And he gets to just do it quietly. Like he's just sneakily around, like wrong about everything, and people don't even bring him up. But fuck that guy. Look at any Supreme Court decision and he's wrong always 100% of the time.
I That's fucking hilarious.
Sam Alito, retire, bitch.
Yeah, he needs to. Not a fan. Like, I'm just not a fan. Yeah.
We need to get our ancient old man to call it a career. But after that,
oh, Breyer,
yes, Stephen Breyer, who is fucking old.
Yes, yes.
Fuck, he's old. I was just looking up Stephen Breyer to see how old he is. He's so very, very old. Stephen Breyer is 82 years old.
Dude, retire.
Stop it. Stop it. What are you doing?
Like, we get it. We get it.
What are you doing?
We get it.
What are you doing? Yeah, he needs to go now before we could lose the Senate in 2022.
Yeah, you got it.
And then what? They'll just hold it for 2 years. We know what they'll do.
Yep. They will.
Breyer needs to go now. Does anyone know Stephen Breyer? You know a lot of people in the DMV. Does somebody know Stephen Breyer?
I will call Stephen Breyer after this podcast.
Give him a call.
Dear Stephen.
Stephen Breyer.
I need you to do one of two things. You pick. Retire or die. That's it.
Why are you still doing this job? This is your window.
You have to go.
Go.
Go now.
If you give a fuck about this court at all, you should go.
Yeah.
But then after that, after Stephen Breyer, it's a bunch of old, like, I understand, you know? I get, you know, they're reprehensible pieces of shit, but Republicans have been sitting around rubbing their hands together, waiting for Ruth Bader Ginsburg to die for a long time. And yeah, they got to. And I want the shoe to be on my foot.
I want the shoe to be on my foot. Yeah.
I want to watch for signs of Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas's ailing health. Like, oh, is it a cough? It's a little bit of a limp. Did you see? He's got a little bit of a limp.
He's not going to make it.
The specter of death is behind you, Sam Alito.
What's that knocking, Sam? It's your fucking deathbed. It's coming for you, buddy. Like, come on, buddy. Come on in. Come on in. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
We should like pretend we're fans, right? And just give them gifts to like send a bunch of cigars and fucking red meat. Here you go. Hey, Clarence Thomas, big fan. Here's a bunch of steaks.
Here's a bunch of Coke cans with pubes on them. You fucking monster.
I got you. These are premium cigars from Cuba. I got for you.
Good. Good. Fuck that guy.
Anything we can do to speed it along?
You know? Yeah. Do you like cigarettes?
Who's into cocaine? Huh?
Let's do this. I'm gonna skip this I'm gonna quickly do this Joe Manchin story. It's fascinating. Joe Manchin
sucks. Next story.
No. Voting rights hero.
Oh really?
Yeah, Joe Manchin has convinced Lisa Murkowski, a fellow Republican. they're now both calling for reauthorization of the Voting Rights Act.
There you go.
Yeah. Joe Manchin.
Cool, he got one.
Joe Manchin. Democrat? Question mark. Yeah, he sent a Democrat, debatable, Joe Manchin and Republican Lisa Murkowski sent a letter this week urging congressional leaders to advance a bipartisan reauthorization of the Voting Rights Act of 1965.
Jesus Christ. This is where we're at now, by the way. We would like to please, could we at least get it back up to where it was in 1965?
Better than where it was fucking now.
I know. It's just fucking pathetic.
Yes.
But that's good though. That's correct. That is the right thing. That would, the big thing that's been fucking us, quiet as it's kept, since the Supreme Court decided to, actually voting's not that big of a deal. there used to be, if you were going to make a major change to your voting laws, there was preclearance. You had to have it approved.
Yep.
To make sure it wasn't too racist. And now they can just do whatever the hell they want. And then and then you have to sue them in court to try to fix it. And court being what it is, a lot of times by the time that that is addressed, it's too late. And then you're, you know, like the North Carolina redistricting map from 2010, or I guess it was 2011, the red map one they did.
Right.
Where it came, that thing that we quote a lot, where the courts found that it was, how did they word it? It was good. It was what was it? You remember that quote where it was like the surgical racism?
No.
But
that sounds about right. Either way. I mean,
North Carolina judges slammed GOP. Where was this? As it struck down as an improper gerrymander. That happened in 2019. It was a 2011 map. So it's 8 years.
Yep.
So you get to run elections in your bullshit map or whatever bullshit laws that you've written. Right?
Right.
And that's the way it is now, and that's the way it's been since the Supreme Court fucked everything all up. And
now, Joe,
and there should be plea clearance. If you're going to make a major change to your voting laws, you should have the Justice Department take a look at it and go, hey, wait a minute, this disenfranchises black people or Hispanic people or whoever they're trying to disenfranchise. And it needs to be that way, you know? Because we know what they do. We know what they're doing. We know why they're doing it. And I don't like people just pretend, oh, actually, no, it's, you know, the reason that people voting, waiting in line for 7 hours in the sun can't have water is because voter fraud.
Like, right.
What?
Yeah, sometimes you can slip a fake ballot past them in the water. Like, Shut up. Here's some breaking news 13 minutes ago. New York AG, quote, actively investigating the Trump Organization in a criminal capacity.
Excellent.
Ruh-roh. I guess that's what happens when you get your boy. What's that guy's name? Who's Trump's like finance guy? What's his fucking face? Oh, I can't remember the guy's name. Yeah, they basically have that guy over a fucking barrel. So he's going to fucking dime out everyone. I don't want to go to jail. Alan Weisselberg. So.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They got his ass.
Oh, the three-panel judge in North Carolina, oh, this is 2018, threw out the state's legislative map, sort of the extreme racial gerrymander with surgical precision was the... That was a quote I was looking
for. I mean, surgical racism also works.
Yes. It does. But it was. It was like they would go through neighborhoods and be like drawing it around houses.
Yeah.
Like, well, we want to get that guy in that side, but this guy in that side.
This guy's got a smoker in his back. That's barbecue culture. That's a black fella. Next house. Like, come on, man.
Right. Like you and your next door, like literally you and your next door neighbor could be in different voting districts.
Like that's, come on, man. It's such bullshit. it's ridiculous. Feds investigating
a different congressman is the guy who shares your lawn.
Yeah, like, that's, come on.
Oh, on your side of the hedge, I have a fucking hard right, white supremacist congressman. But if you come onto this side of the hedge, then it's a different story.
Yeah, I got a Raphael Warnock. Like, what the fuck? I mean, he's a senator. He's a senator, I realize, but yeah. Feds investigating alleged illegal donation to Susan Collins' reelection bid. The FBI...
Oops.
That's what happens when you have a real DOJ, guys. The FBI is investigating what it's describing as a massive scheme to illegally finance... Senator Susan Collins' 2020 reelection bid. Apparently they recently unsealed search warrant. Here's those secret sealed indictments. and search warrants. A search warrant application shows that the FBI believes a Hawaii defense contractor illegally funneled $150,000 to a pro-Collins super PAC and reimbursed donations to Collins' campaign. There's no indication that Collins or her team were aware of any of it.
Oh, no, of course not, because candidates never coordinate with their super PACs.
I mean, come on, man. Come on. I mean, look. Let it play out. I mean, let it play out.
Why, Jay, that would be illegal.
Yeah, let it play
we
out.
Don't do that. That's against the law.
Yeah,
Jay.
We don't want to jump to any conclusions.
No, of course not. No, certainly it wasn't a. There was not a massive fundraising effort against Susan Collins for voting to confirm Justice Brett Kavanaugh and pissed people off and maybe scared her and caused her to make a couple phone calls. That couldn't happen, Jay.
No. She's
certainly not.
She's very worried. She's deeply troubled, deeply concerned.
Of course, yes. It's something connected to her name could have happened without her knowledge at all.
Yeah. Interesting.
But certainly no phone calls of a panicky Susan Collins going, "Every $3.5 million against me in a month.
Help me."
Do whatever it takes. Break any law. I hope that phone call exists. I want to hear that phone call. Jesus Christ, it's so much money.
Who is this? It's Susan, goddammit.
People are so mad.
It's me, Susan. I need your help.
Yeah, I voted to confirm the keg stand rape guy, and now everyone's real pissed at me.
You told me to do it. I hated that guy. What a dick. This
so
is
annoying. She didn't even have to
say again.
Well, did she even have to? Well, no, it was like 50 to 48, right?
I think she had to.
She should have just stuck with Murkowski and just abstained or whatever she did.
Yep.
Present.
Fuck off.
I'm not part of this.
I love it. All right, this story, this isn't my favorite story. My favorite story is the last story.
The biggest asshole move.
I'd like to abstain from the Supreme Court. Like, come on. That vote kind of matters, Lisa.
I'm here, and I need you to know that I'm here, because I am technically here. But I'm not making a decision.
No, I refuse. I refuse to make a decision.
Go fuck yourself. Doesn't do anything.
Yeah, just say no.
Nomination.
Just say no.
And your party's pissed at you because you didn't say yes. So just say no. We know what you meant.
Yeah.
Obviously, Lisa Murkowski. We know Lisa Murkowski. Lisa Murkowski, who is a shithead Republican, but she is a staunch supporter of women's reproductive rights.
She is a fan of not rape. Weird.
Yes. And I don't think Lisa Murkowski wants to be on record as the person who voted for the Supreme Court justice who made abortion illegal. And then Susan Collins over in Maine is like, "Well, he said he wouldn't." Yeah, okay.
I believe he learned his lesson. Shut
up. Sure did, yeah.
Yeah, did he? Let's attack the Capitol. Oh, okay. Oh, weird. Next up. This story, it's got one of the greatest quotes of all time. Capitol rioters, Trump defense comes up again and again. Will it make a difference? Apparently, a lot of the people who have been detained during this, from the Capitol riots, they keep using the defense that like, Trump made me do it. He said bad words and I was just like, I got to do that.
I'm real dumb, guys, and
I ain't too bright, and Trump said it, so I did it. And so they keep trying to use that as a defense.
Right?
Say again?
This is the Talking Points memo one, right?
Yes, of course it is.
Oh man, there's a quote in this.
So this article deals with the Q shaman, that fucking jackass with the horns. It was just like, Q sent me. Like, he's just a nutcase. His lawyer decided that he would He left this quote. His lawyer's last name is Watkins. Watkins, the Q shaman, aka Jacob Chansley, attorney, said his client has Asperger's syndrome and indicated that Chansley's mental state and impact of Trump's propaganda efforts would play a role in his case. This is the quote from the QAnon shaman's lawyer. I shit you not. I am going to read this verbatim as it is laid out in the article. I deeply denounce and reject myself for even having to say the following words. Here you go. A lot of these defendants, and I'm going to use the colloquial term perhaps disrespectfully, but they're all fucking short bus people. These are our people with brain damage. They're fucking retarded. They're on the goddamn spectrum. But they're our brothers, our sisters, our neighbors, our coworkers. They're part of our country. They aren't bad people. They don't have a prior criminal history. Fuck, they were subjected to 4+ years of goddamn propaganda, the likes of which the world has not seen since fucking Hitler. End quote.
Thank you, counselor.
I yield the remainder of my time.
That's a lawyer.
Yeah, I like that he teed it up and was like, I'm going to use this colloquial term, perhaps disrespectfully, and then immediately goes into this rant. Yeah, Colin.
My client's a fucking retard. He paid him for that. That guy under his employ.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, he was like, please call me a fucking retard on the record to a news organization.
The rarely used "my client is a fucking retard" defense.
it's a wild move. We'll see how it works out.
I can't believe this is a real lawyer.
Like, that guy's a real, yeah, he's a real lawyer. He's a real lawyer.
Did you hire fucking Saul Goldman?
Yeah. That's so good. But yeah, I mean, what do you think about this?
Goodman.
Saul Goodman.
I ruined my own joke. Saul Goodman.
what do you think about this whole idea of using Trump as a defense?
It's interesting. I don't know that it's going to work because these are people who made their own decisions. But yeah, I kind of like getting that, you know, getting that on the record in court. Let's get that, you know, I want people to throw Trump under the bus and be like, yeah, we were just subjected to all this insane propaganda.
Yeah. Like, no, I think that
say what you want about,
but that's true.
Say what you want about the dipshits who stormed the Capitol. They believe that shit. Most of them. I don't think there's definitely bad actors amongst them who just want to be part of something. You know, like you've seen videos of like Nick Fuentes and all those dipshits who are like, I don't know that they're like legitimately, this election's being stolen. They're just being part of it. You know,
right.
He's a fucking white supremacist grifter and he wanted to be where the action is. But those people believed that. Right. They had all of their news sources telling them this election was stolen, and they're not that bright of people.
They're not.
I don't know that I will go so far as to say that they're fucking retards like the good barrister said there. But
so wild.
But not all of them are the brightest you know, you probably not exactly Mensa members if you're storming the flag and beating the shit out of a cop with a Blue Lives Matter flag. I don't think that's necessarily our best and brightest. But they believed that. Say anything you want about them. And I have myself and I will continue to do so. They believed that.
Yep, they do.
Right? And there should be some responsibility for the right-wing propaganda apparatus that put this message out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice because, like you said, you're weirdly building a case against Trump by using these other cases. And any lawyer worth their salt should be picking up all of these quotes from these cases and storing them up. Like, hey, here's 200 plus people who've said you were the reason that they did this. Right. You know, like, so let him turn his back openly against his own people. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like that defense, you know, the devil made me do it, doesn't really work. Like, that's just not a thing.
No, I mean, there are all people who, you know, for the most part, were people of sound mind who made that decision. And they will, you know, they will all have to face penalties individually. But yeah, it's pretty interesting to get that on the record.
Yep.
I need a whole bunch of people to be putting that message out there, because you can't just put this shit out there, right? And everybody's been trying to backpedal now that they're being sued. Like, Dominion suing everybody is hilarious to me.
Yep.
But yeah, like OAN and what's the other one?
Newsmax?
What is the other one? Newsmax. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, they've had to like backpedal and be like, everything we said was not verified and we don't really know that about the Dominion system.
Please stop calling here.
We film these shows in a garage. We don't have $1 billion to give to Dominion voting systems.
Good. And look, if I'm Dominion, yeah, I'm trying to run them out of business. I'm serious. Like, I wouldn't even look, you don't gotta give me a check. Just close your doors. Like that's it.
Yeah.
You gotta cut me a check. Just close your doors.
If you're Dominion, your reputation's fucked after this, right?
Yep.
Nobody can hire Dominion.
No, because
not that many people did, right? Didn't they just run elections in like Los Angeles?
Yeah, it was very few. I think they may have done. I thought they did them in Georgia as well, like in one of the swing states.
No, that was the thing, is they weren't even used in some of these places. They were being accused of some of the shit they were accused of. But yeah, but they were like, they were trying to make a living selling voting software, and then their reputation's fucked now. If you're in a state with any amount of Republicans in it, do you think you can use Dominion software?
Nope. Yeah, they would have to shut down and rebrand, basically. So, yeah.
So they are rightfully going to get as much money out of these assholes as they can, and then I don't know. Hopefully, go to the fucking Cayman Islands and live out the rest of their lives.
Yep.
Well, we tried something; it didn't work out.
Yep. But I would try. My goal, money would be great, but my goal would be to shutter the doors of at least one of those news orgs. Either OAN or Newsmax. And you very well could.
Yeah, you could. You could take down OAN or Newsmax or both. Fox News can shake anything off.
But, no, they have more money than they know what to do with.
Yeah. But, yeah. Put somebody out of business. Put that money in your own pocket. Absolutely. Yep. Because they ruined you.
They did.
It's just some people who wanted to make some software.
Yep, that's all they wanted to do.
They got their name dragged through the mud by opportunistic shitbags. So, yes, get that money.
Yeah, be an opportunistic shitbag and destroy them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're in the right. That's the thing. You're in the right.
That's the best time to be a shitbag, is when you're absolutely correct.
Yes, when you're 100% correct.
Yeah.
Time to be a shitbag.
I've been waiting my whole life for this. Next up.
You literally have, right? Like, if you are waiting for that opportunity to be like, oh, I'm in the right here and I get to be an asshole about it. Actually, you have. You've told me about several things.
Oh, you mean me personally?
You personally have had several. Oh, like, dude. I'm in the right on this and I get to be a dick about it. Oh.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun.
No, like, no, that's my dream scenario. Like, you know, the dude I told you thing is like, ha, it's funny. But no, I love it. I really do love it. I love being right. Yeah. I'm right a lot. So, but yeah, no, if somebody like came after us, like financially, and I was right, oh, glory be to God, I'm gonna fuck you up. Nah, you're in a world of trouble, homeboy. Right, get out of here. You're in a world of trouble. Next up, Matt Gaetz is in real big boy trouble. His homeboy.
Boy, is he?
His homeboy, Joel Greenberg, copped a guilty plea for 6 of the 33 counts that he had coming to him. Greenberg, a 36-year-old husband and father and pedophile, pleaded guilty to 6 of the 33 counts on which he's been indicted. They include Whew. Sex trafficking of children, production of false identification document, aggravated identity theft, wire fraud, stalking, conspiracy to commit an offense against the United States. Oof. That sounds bad. As I pointed out last week, for those who don't remember, it's not like these guys slept with an underage woman, right? She was, or a girl. She was 17. And they say they didn't realize, right? They didn't know that she was 17, which is fair. Like, the difference between what a 17-year-old looks like and an 18-year-old looks like is not obvious to anybody, right? Like, it's not. However, the problem is when they found out, they left her alone, and then they were like, let us know when you turn 18, and then they started banging her again. That doesn't strike me as an argument that these guys should not live in prison. So I'm looking forward to Matt Gaetz getting absolutely wrecked over this.
You know it.
Yeah? Oh, Daddy's still doing his show. Oh, yeah, I'm going to say some real bad stuff. Okay, bye.
I'm going to say some. That's funny.
You know a great way to avoid that, Jay?
Be in the basement and have your kid sleep two floors above you?
No, I meant all of the trouble that these...
Oh, these guys. Yeah, don't fuck kids.
Yeah, it's like hook up with 30-year-olds.
Yeah. They're in the prime of their they're in the prime of their sexual being, man. 30s? Come on.
For one, they're better at it.
Yeah, they're 100% better. Ugh. Ugh. Yeah, you ever come across that hey, I'm 22 in porn? I'm like, what even is that? What are you doing? You're moving around too much. Settle down. You're not even tired. Go. Pfft, out of my face.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. If you like hooking up with 30-year-olds,
it's way better.
And it turns out she wasn't telling the truth, and she's actually 28.
It's fine.
You don't go to prison.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, dude, you're riding the line, man. How old are you? I'm 18. Too close. You're too close, man. You're too close. Like, no.
I don't know any women who I don't know anyone who's 28 who would just lie and say they're 30. But you know, just as an example, if you're in a gray area there, and you're hovering around 30, you're fine.
Yeah, better to aim up, man. Aim up.
But yeah, if you're one of those creeps who's just like, we want them as young as legally possible. Ugh. Oops, went too far. Cool, go to jail then. I don't give a fuck.
Like
I have so little sympathy for the. I thought she was 18. Well, that's also creepy. Fuck yourself. You're like 40. Go to fucking hell. What are you talking about?
I mean, that's the thing, dude. You could these guys were like, hey, we're doing blow with these chicks and getting drunk and hooking up. There's definitely 30-year-old women who are gonna do blow with you. Who probably bring their own blow, by the way, like because they have real jobs. That'll fuck you. Like you're in Congress. They'll fuck you. Like, ooh, you're adjacent to power. Like, yeah, there's definitely right wing, there's definitely right wing pillbillies, as they call them. that's not right.
How old is Matt Gaetz? Matt Gaetz is 39.
Yeah, come on.
What are you doing?
Go to a wine bar and pick a woman up, you like an adult.
You know what it is? You know what it is? And this doesn't just go for Matt Gaetz. This goes for everybody.
He's got no fucking game. He's got no game.
Yeah. He's got no game. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you're rolling in. You can impress an 18-year-old. Hey, check it out. I got a car. Like, that's all it takes.
Right. You just jingle your keys at them like a fucking baby. Hey, you ever seen a Mazda 626 before? Hell yeah. Woo.
Yeah, I got enough money to take you to Red Lobster. You know, like. These are fucking kids. Like, there's a reason there's a law.
Right.
But yeah, you can't fly that close to the sun is the thing.
Yeah.
I want him as young as legally possible. You're a creep, dude.
Yeah.
You're a creep. Even if
she's 18, it's not acceptable.
Even if this the thing with the 17-year-old didn't come out and it was just Matt Gaetz was hiring 18-year-old prostitutes. That's creepy as fuck. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not acceptable. Like, it's not acceptable.
Even if it's not, even if everything's legal, even if everything is completely
I'm not
legal.
Even cool with I'm not even cool with finding out Matt Gaetz is hiring 20-year-old prostitutes. Like, that's not cool, yeah. Dude.
Even if it wasn't prostitution and he was just like charming 18-year-olds with his ugh. Weird head or whatever. I don't know.
he's got a huge head. he looks like Beavis all cleaned up. Or no, Butthead.
Like,
butthead.
No. Like, he looks and acts like Quagmire.
Oh, no. That's true.
Who else but Quagmire? Yeah. Again, even if you don't break laws, I'm going to look down on you. I'm 37. You're 40 now?
I'm 41.
Holy God. Yeah. So people in our age group, like, we have friends around our age, right? And most of the people we know and associate ourselves with are like in that 35 to 40-ish range. If any of our buddies were like, yeah, check it out, this is my girlfriend, she's 18. We're like, you're a weirdo, dude.
Yeah, no, that's not acceptable behavior.
If your buddy brought over an 18-year-old.
I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? What?
Wrong with you?
Is this your friend's daughter? Like, what?
At this point, because Matt Gaetz is our age, right?
Yeah.
Like, you literally, like, there are people our age with kids that old.
Yes. I'm seeing people I went to high school with who were like, I'm going to be a grandmother. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? But at the same time, it's not crazy. It's not that crazy.
Yeah, if you have kids super young.
Yeah.
But
I mean, hey, whatever. Good luck with all that.
And it didn't have to be a weird thing, dude. Like, our parents' generation, maybe it was just different. But yeah, my parents got married at 20. No, 21. And had my older brother at 22.
Oof.
Which is wild to think about.
that's pretty early.
Yeah, but that wasn't that even that weird. Yeah. But yeah, it's crazy to me. Yeah,
no thanks. Nope.
I didn't get married till I was like 30.
I didn't get married till I was 30.
Nobody wants to deal with our dumbasses in our 20s.
No, hell no. I barely wanted to.
Because you're not a complete human.
No, you're an ass. You're an ass. You're an ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one should get married before 25. No one.
Yeah, so even without the 17-year-old, this is creepy and weird and illegal. Throw the 17-year-old in, and gosh, we have a whole new wealth of laws you've broken.
Well, good. I'm glad Joel Greenberg copped guilty to this shit. He seems like a diehard. He's on a diehard voyage to fuck over Matt Gaetz, which...
Oh, I can't wait. He squeal like a pig.
Yeah. Can't wait. All right.
Rat everybody out. I've seen pictures of you guys hanging out with creeps like Roger Stone, too. I want him to go down, too. How funny would that be?
That's what he gets.
If Roger Stone, after all the shit he did and got pardoned for, if he just had to go right back in.
Yep.
Because of hanging out with Matt Gaetz, that'd be funny to me.
Well, not only would it be funny, but finally that piece of shit would actually, serve some time. And he absolutely should.
Yeah, 100%.
Fuck him. All right. Best story of the night. By far. Let's fucking do this. The article is from shefinds.com. Which may or may not be the best source, for information. However, here's a whole host of stories about how the Secret Service was just fucking women in the Trump family, which I find to be hilarious.
Well, okay. So there is the backstory of this. There is a book called Zero Fail that came out yesterday by Carol Lenig, And we were recording this on Tuesday, the 18th, on last night's Rachel Maddow program. She had Carol Lynn again. Carol Lynn's making the rounds to promote her book, so you'll see her in lots of places. And there's a lot of very worrying and troubling stuff in here about the Secret Service. And we could focus on that, but smarter people have, like the aforementioned Dr. Maddow. We want to go with the salacious nonsense because that's the kind of program we are. But believe me, there's some really worrying stuff about the Secret Service. A bunch of them like cheering on the insurrection. A lot of Trump loyalists still remaining in there. A lot of questions about how safe Biden family is. That's all very troubling things we need to worry about.
Right.
Now let's talk silly business.
All right. Now, before I get to that, I would just like to play a clip. Because this is on shefinds.com.
You're not even a real journalism. That's right.
And that's true, because shefinds.com is probably not real a real journalism.
But they are picking stuff from the book.
They are picking stuff from the book. All right, so here's the thing.
Yes, because Carol Lennig is a real journalist.
She is a real journalism. Apparently, Vanessa Trump, married to Donald Trump Jr. at the time, their marriage was reportedly on the rocks before the Trump presidency, but they did file for divorce in March of 2018 as they had been described as living their separate lives. According to Lennig, Vanessa Trump's relationship with a Secret Service agent are true. It's unclear as to whether the alleged relationship began before or after the divorce, but her and this Secret Service guy are together now. So I'm just going to go out on a record and saying they were fucking during their marriage, which is hilarious to me.
Yeah, that is your tax dollars hard at work.
Oh, putting in serious work. Was this dude black? I hope he was.
putting in long, throbbing hours to take care of the Trump family. I love that we pay the salary of that man. That's funny to me. Hey, I got a question for you, Jay.
Yeah.
There's a word I can't think of.
I know what it is. Go. Keep.
What is the name for a man with a sexually unfaithful wife? There's a word for that. I can't remember offhand.
I want to go with, this is just a guess. I want to go with cuck.
Is it? I'm looking this up. Cuckold? Cuckold. Cuckold.
Survey says, ding.
Donald Trump Jr. is a cuckold. All right.
Oh, sad.
He was cucked by a loyal employee of the U.S. government. That's funny to me.
I love it, dude. I love it. I love it. I like
Donald Cuck Jr.
I love that dude had to find out that his wife was getting railed by someone in the Secret Service. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find a picture of the guy. Like, oh, come on, man. You got to show, like, come on, man. I bet that dude was like, oh, let me see. He's checking the itinerary. Oh, your husband's going to be out of town for a couple of days. Huh. Hey, he's a real piece of shit. Doesn't really treat you well. You're a good woman. Perhaps I could put on this track. Yes, it's called Lay Me Down, Lick Me Up. Have you heard it? Don't worry about it, girl. I got you. And look, you know, Vanessa Trump isn't my cup of tea, but she's not a bad-looking woman. You know,
no, good for her. Anybody who manages to get away from the Trumps, that's that's good on them. I mean, you know, you're dumb for getting in it in the first place, but good for you for escaping.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm cool with that. So good on her. Again, that's quite funny. However, let's get to the meat of this article.
Oh, wait. There's more.
Let's get to the baloney pony, if you will, of this article. apparently Tiffany Trump, and at the, she is the image at the top of this article. Oof. Apparently this Secret Service gentleman might have been blind. she also was fucking a Secret Service agent. The like a bird, like a bird, like a bird, Tiffany Trump. I don't know if people know, she also gave a very obviously I'm drunk LGBTQ speech once to like log cabin Republicans. But yeah, apparently Tiffany's experience was also quite unprofessional. Tiffany Trump sparked a relationship with the Secret Service agent following a breakup. Isn't it always? Linick even wrote that officials became concerned at how close Tiffany appeared to be getting to the tall, dark, and handsome agent. That's a black dude. That's a fucking black dude. I kind of love it. I kind of love it. I know a... I don't know if he's a former at this point. He might actually be an active Secret Service agent. That... I wish I could ask him. I wish I could ask him. So I heard about all the palace intrigue, you know, the tax returns and the Vanessa Trump stuff. And Tiffany Trump was chugging Secret Service cock. Can you tell me anything about that? Oh, man. Do you think they gave her a nickname?
Well, they all had to have.
Right? Like, right. Like, her nickname is like a bird, like a bird's getting down on BBC. Roger that. it'll be fine. No, like tall, dark, and handsome. That's a black dude, man. That's a black dude.
Oh yeah. Well, if you need something a little bit more, legitimate, The Guardian here, Trump family members got inappropriately close to Secret Service agents.
Yeah. Inappropriately close. I don't want to be too much of a scumbag.
They were fucking.
I don't want to be too much of a scumbag, but you know, what did they say? A little too close?
Inappropriately close.
Yeah. Well, yeah, balls deep tends to be that way. Oh man. That's so funny to me. Like, they're just a family of, like, I don't have a problem with adults having sex. Like, I'm not mad at that. Like, I'm giving Tiffany Trump a hard time. Look, Tiffany Trump is an adult. She wants to fuck this guy. This guy wants to fuck her. That's perfectly fine. I get it, right? Like, I ain't mad about that. I'm not mad about the Vanessa Trump thing either. What is hilarious to me is that these two couldn't keep their fucking hands out of people's fucking pants in a professional manner. Like, they're just, like, which tells me, like, they've been fucking the help for years. That's all that tells me. Like, yeah, I'm sure there are butlers and pool boys that they've been fucking for decades, this family. Like, they are nothing but a soap opera come to life. So good. I love it. I love the trampish nature of the family in general. I'd like to think that, you know, looking at this picture of Don Jr. and Vanessa Trump, he probably watched.
Well, he is a cuck. That makes sense.
Yeah, he's probably like, no, I'm okay with you doing it, but you got to let me watch. I want to tape it. Like, I wouldn't be surprised. That guy looks like that type of dude. Like, he just looks like that type of dude. Meanwhile, Tiffany Trump was like, I'm getting it in. Ain't nobody going to tell me. What I want.
Yeah, I don't know the intimate details, but according to Twitter chatter, she had a boyfriend.
Yeah, they broke up.
And they broke up probably due to all the Secret Service cock, if I had to.
Hey, are you fucking that guy? No. Are you? No? What?
Hang on, which one?
Steve?
There's a couple. Which one are you talking about specifically? Him? No, not him. Those other four.
Yeah. I mean, they're all here to protect
you. Yeah. No, and yeah, it's It's probably bad if you're a Secret Service agent to be fucking the people you're supposed to be protecting.
Disagree.
Also,
disagree.
Also, this fucking hillbilly family.
Yeah. They are.
I can't get Secret Service protection with that. Are these men sexually available to us? Because some of them are cute.
Yeah. How much chugging of dick can I do? I'm in the first family. Isn't that in the Constitution? I never read it.
Yeah. Maybe, you know what? I was going to say, can't you find cock on your own time? But maybe it's like, it's because they're the Secret Service.
Yeah, it's right there.
It's like, these guys can keep a secret.
I mean, that's probably the logic, right? Like,
I need some fellas who know how to keep shit hush hush.
Well,
how about you, men who are already around me?
Yeah. Like, and you can't tell your boss we're banging, because then you'll get fired, and you can't tell my dad because then he'll have you shot. So, so yeah, take your pants off, and he's like, all right, you got it. Yeah, I wouldn't be. I find this entirely hilarious. And again, I'm not mad at. I'm you know, this is all jokes. I'm not mad at them or condemning them for being adults. That's perfectly fine.
No, I mean, I it's.
I just think it's funny that
it is kind of weird.
Yeah, it is weird, but I mean, I think that, you know, Vanessa Trump just getting fucking getting her back blown out by Officer Friendly is hilarious to me.
Yeah, I mean, that is objectively funny.
All right, now
I can't argue.
Okay, with you. Now you have to, before we move on to the last part of this story, you. Actually, no. I'm going to move on to the second part of this, and then we're going to circle back to the list of, okay, of names that you and your friends are coming up for with this story, because that story is hilarious. Trump had his own little Secret Service thing. So apparently, Trump had a rule. I don't know if you heard about this. Trump had a rule called, quote, no fatties. Trump wanted only buff Secret Service for him and his family.
I want nothing but statuesque hot guys. Wait a minute, what happened?
How deep?
Who did what with who?
Balls deep? Wow. Okay, well, they are studs. Yeah. So yeah, he said no fatties. He didn't want any fat Secret Service men. He wanted only studs. Yeah, well.
I only want hot guys with six-pack abs to be around my family.
All right.
Wait, my family is fucking them. That's weird. How'd that happen?
Dude.
How do you think?
By the way, there's a 0% chance that Melania didn't fuck one of these guys. There's a 0% chance. 0% chance.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, she did her thing.
I hope. God, I hope she's getting some from someone who's not a fucking monster.
Yeah. You would think.
Imagine, like, only banging Jabba. That would be terrible.
Ugh. No thanks. So, yeah. All right. Now tell everybody your friends being assholes.
Here's my Donald Trump theory. I don't think. Because you notice all of the infidelity stories ended after like 07, 08, I think. Like, when was the last time you heard of Donald Trump doing something horrendous?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he can get boners anymore.
Oh.
That's my theory. Yeah. I think those days are over.
Well, I don't care. Good. I hope Melania is miserable. I hope Melania is just like, get me that Secret Service agent that Tiffany was fucking. I want that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. She should.
Oh, yeah. We're just, me and my buddies are having a good time with this story in the group chat. and I was making Jay laugh with some.
Yeah, these are fucking hilarious.
So yeah, I had to.
No, read all of them. You don't get, okay. Yeah, you don't get out of this one. Fuck that. I had to read that quote for that goddamn lawyer, so no, you read all of them. And again, we denounce and reject the language that was used here, but it's funny.
Is it, is how the conversation went. So when Republicans try to say things about taxation, remember, your tax dollars paid the salary of the man that fucked Don Jr.'s wife, so you gotta appreciate that. God bless those brave patriots. Our brothers in boning. I'd watch that HBO miniseries. Band of Boners, the Vanessa Trump Mission. SEAL Team Sex. The Cunt Locker. Zero Dark Squirty. That was me, thank you.
That's pretty good.
The Bridge Over the River, KY. Plapoon. White House Dicked Down. Jack Reach Around. Apocalypse Plow. Tinker Taylor Soldier Slut. Come Kirk. All Quiet on the Western Cunt. Das Booty. Coxman, the Secret Servicing, Braveheart, and War Horse.
War Horse is fucking hilarious. It's
so if you have your own war movie parody versions, post them over on our Discord.
Oh my god.
We're 12.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Look, it's again. It's fine. These are all adults here. This is not a Matt Gaetz situation.
Yeah.
This is consenting adults.
Look,
But it's funny.
I love the fact that they're look, live your life, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. But you're getting these fucking jokes. You're getting these jokes.
Absolutely.
You got to get these jokes. But look, shout out to Tiffany Trump getting that black dick. I hear you. All right, so that's it for us. We will see you guys next week for another episode of Tiffany Trump Gets BBC. I love to imagine Trump finding out that some black dude in the Secret Service was just banging his daughter. That's hilarious. Like that to me, might be the funniest part of it.
Yeah. You know, and, say what you will about, Tiffany Trump.
Progressive.
she's got a little bit of meat on the bones, and there are people who appreciate that in this world.
I'm not mad at that. Oh. I'm looking at a female wrestler right now who fits that bill.
Well, who are we looking at?
I'll tell you afterwards. I don't want to be too rude. Yeah, I'll just wait to announce. All right, that's it for us. We will see you guys next week.
See ya.
Bye.